the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. Welcome in. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. To reach Dr. Mike, you can email udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs at gmail.com. Use the phone, 877-711-5211, but people seem to want to do the email thing. That's fine, udocs@gmail.com. 20 after the hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, with topics today that are always interesting, and today's no exception. There's a lesson in the Bangladesh drinking water that is a lesson for us. Climate apparently is taking an increasing toll on public health. The wide-reaching effects of the fires in Yosemite are causing problems not only in the Yosemite area, but for miles upon miles away. And a story from France over there about their Mercedes-Benz vehicle production. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, 20
after the hour. Well, it's about France firing Mercedes.
Yeah.
Because of the air conditioner fluid in the Mercedes. So we're going to hear, that's why it's a health story. It's a great story about why, is this France versus Germany, or is it really an environmental issue?
Dr. Gary Ginsberg, 20 after the hour. Talk to us, listen to us on iHeartRadio Talk. This is a new way to experience. This is going to become very, very popular. In addition to a lot of our terrific affiliates that listen to this show every week, iHeartRadio Talk is another terrific way to experience your favorite shows and personalities and hear what's going on in the world of health today. So you can add Radio MD. You can add You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. It's a special news and update station you can customize just for you and your likes and what you like to listen to in the world of health. So try it out. Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the app, or use it on the web. If you use the web, click Talk on the main menu, then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show for iHeartRadio Talk. Could flu shots help prevent heart attacks? This is something a little bit different, maybe interesting, too.
The answer is yes. This is the fourth study. So usually four gets your attention. This is the fourth study. It's epidemiologic, but like all of them, showed that if you get a flu shot for 10 years in the prior studies, this one was just one flu shot, but if you get it for 10 years, you have a reduction in that 10-year period of 50% in dying from a heart attack and 25% of being hospitalized for any cause. Obviously, you have a decreased hospitalization for pneumonia relating to the flu, but you also have a decrease in heart attacks. Why? Because the flu causes powerful inflammation in your arteries and in your body. That inflammation in your arteries ruptures plaques, and those ruptured plaques are what causes heart disease, stroke, memory loss, impotence, and even wrinkles of your skin. So if all you care about is beautiful skin, get a flu shot. If you care about heart attacks, get a flu shot. If you care about impotence, get a flu shot.
I'm seeing flu shot signs now around some of the pharmacies where people can go in now and get the flu shot. Is it too early? This is what, end of August? Is it too early to get a flu shot?
No, they just released it. Normally they release it right at this time every year, but normally the retailers and everybody else isn't geared up till the second week of September. They're geared up a little quicker. They got a release about a week earlier than normal, and the stores, rather than waiting till after Labor Day, decided this is a important thing, an important message for the public. And this study came out at exactly that time to show getting a flu shot isn't just about preventing flu, it's preventing inflammation in your body, which also means preventing heart attack, stroke, memory loss, and maybe even cancer.
Is it too early to ask what kind of flu season we might have?
We don't know. I will log on to the prediction, but we don't know because the flu season in other countries hasn't been particularly bad. But there are two new types that haven't caught hold in big ways. But if they catch hold in big ways because they're new, remember that H7N9 is brand new. We've never been exposed to it as a human race before in large amounts. If that gets to us, then we could be in trouble. But so far, that hasn't mutated to affect humans yet.
Can I ask you something that's bothering me, that bugs me about something?
Absolutely.
Number one, I have two bugs. Number one, the shingles vaccine isn't covered by insurance yet. That's number one, but that's not the...
Well, it is if you're old. How old are you?
I'm not old enough.
Okay, but if you're over the age of 60, it is.
Oh, it is?
It
no,
is
it's
covered
not.
By Medicare. And
I'm not on Medicare.
What?
I'm not on Medicare.
Yeah, and almost every insurance company worth their salt follows Medicare recommendations. So if you're over 60, it is. We believe you should. It should be over 50.
I know.
So... many people aren't, but we, so at 50, we give it, it isn't covered, but tell you what, it is so much better getting, the shingles vaccine than getting shingles.
What are the chances of getting shingles? I don't know, percentage wise, what are the chances of getting it, even if you get the shot?
It's about 20%, maybe as high as in the older population, 40%. But the cases of shingles you get are much less severe mm-hmm. if you've had the vaccine than if you haven't. Mm-hmm. So even if you don't get a full take, you get a partial take. So shingles is something that people who've had chickenpox can get. If you've had the chickenpox vaccine and never had chickenpox, you don't get it. So, Joe, you're in the peak era for getting it because you had chickenpox as a kid.
And I had shingles once.
And, whoa, I didn't know that you had shingles
once. Yeah, did I tell you that? Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. And, you know, something that was like, I didn't have it bad. I'm knocking on wood here. I did have it, but I've seen some pictures on the web of some people who get it. Ooh, it's pretty rough stuff.
It absolutely is rough stuff.
You know? But I had it along the path of one side of my body and up, and it was more looked to me like it was poison ivy than anything else. But, I did have it once, and they should be covered. I don't care. That's not my bug, my issue. My issue is for a flu shot. Now, we get flu shots here at the station every year in the fall. My radio station here in Syracuse provides all of us who want it to get a flu shot, and this is where I get it. But... Some doctors, when they give you a flu shot, they, in addition to charging for the flu shot, charge an administrative fee just to put that needle in your arm. That's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense to me. That's like, and in my case, it was like $35 for the administration of the flu shot on top of the cost of the flu shot.
Well,
that's not
why,
right.
That's why the retail pharmacies work well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, by the way, in Australia, which gets the flu 6 months in advance of us, meaning they're reverse, they're in about the third highest flu season that has been in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like a fairly bad season, and they're increasing dramatically. They normally peak in September, which is about 6 months before we peak. And if you look at the data, it looks pretty bad for Australia.
You know, I saw my bill once, and I said I had the flu shot done here. Then there was an extra charge for the administrative fee. I said, whoa! I said, give me the needle. I'll stick it in my arm by myself. You can save myself.
Well, actually, the administrative fee isn't just for administering it. It's for keeping all the records and all the problems that can occur. Yeah. And you've got to keep the dose vial and all that. It's about it literally is a profit, but it's about a five. If they've got electronic medical records, it should cost at most $5 to keep all that data.
All right. I got a minute before we go to break, and then we'll do Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Which supplements, briefly, Mike, relieve joint pain?
The interesting thing is this is a study done incorrectly. They looked at vitamin D and calcium. And what those do in the studies is stabilize your osteoarthritis. They don't prevent it from getting worse. So they don't prevent the pain in short term. They prevent the disease from getting worse. You still want calcium and vitamin D even in this study. Now, the ones that work, looks like glucosamine, chondroitin sulfate decreases the pain. ESM, eggshell membrane, even omega-3 and omega-7. Have some evidence they decrease the pain substantially, and they're over the counter. We'll be right back.
Don't go away. Dr. Mike's coming back. Also, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not, with some interesting stories in the world of toxicology. Next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.